Sona, this was a very nice day today.
It was.
Because over here at our headquarters, we got this great gift, Tillamook ice cream. Yes. I'm a monster for ice cream. I know you are too.
I want to take a bath in it, and then I want to eat the bath.
Wait, what?
I want to like bathe in it, yeah. But then I want to eat it as I'm bathing in
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that's a simple concept. You made it much more complicated.
I know, I'm sorry.
Fill a bathtub with Tillamook ice cream. I will get in it, and then I will eat my way out.
Yes,
that's all
okay,
you need to
there
do.
There we go. Okay, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They have so many great, it's such good ice cream, and they have so many great flavors. I mean, just off the top of my head, I don't know. Birthday cake, caramel swirl, banana split, caramel toffee crunch, chocolate chip cookie dough. I think there's butter pecan, cookies and cream, French vanilla, chocolate peanut butter. Malted mousse shake, I think, is one. I can't remember too well. Mounted huckleberry, Tillamook mudslide, Marionberry pie, monster cookie, old fashioned vanilla, Rocky Road, Oregon dark cherry, waffle cone swirl, peppermint bark. I'm just going off memory here, but holiday sugar cookie, orange and cream. Anyway, so many great flavors and just incredible. You know, they really put, and they come in family size cartons.
Mm.
Also, you're in good hands with the Tillamook brand. They make over 200 different dairy products, and the brand is farmer owned and led by dairy experts. Find Tillamook ice cream near you at Tillamook.com. I'm going to spell it for you. That's how much I care about this product. Tillamook.com. Mother's Day is May 12th. And in advance, Sona, happy Mother's Day.
Oh, thank you,
You're
Conan.
A terrific mom, and your kids are here today with
Did you
us.
Get me a present?
Well, it's not May 12th yet, but I'm getting you one.
Okay, thank you.
Well, guess what? Macy's has the perfect gift guide to make picking something for mom easy this year. You can shop by price category or browse curated gift lists ranging from for the mom who has everything to the gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. I like when you can
so
go by
easy.
Price because I can go right down to the bottom.
Oh,
get Liza something for a dollar. Sorry, baby.
Oh.
Top gifts include Beats headphones, digital photo frames, Polaroid cameras, and the Samsung Smart TV, The Frame.
Oh, yeah.
Shop now at Macy's.com/gift finder. And happy Mother's Day, moms.
Conan O'Brien needs a fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, guys.
Oh, hi, Matthias. Welcome to Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan.
Hello, what's up?
You
hey, Conan,
me
Sona.
Hi.
How's it going? Up? It's Matthias, is that right?
Yes, it's close enough. You can call me otherwise Matt, but there's two Matts then. So.
Well, how do you, let me do this. How do you pronounce your name?
Matthias.
Matthias, okay.
I don't mind Sharon. We can both be Matt.
I prefer Matthias.
Matt 1 and Matt 2.
I'm going to move us into a more profitable territory now. This is bullshit. Matthias, how are you, sir?
Yes.
And tell us, where are you coming from right now? Where are you in the world?
Well, I'm from Buenos Aires, Argentina, actually in the outskirts of Buenos Aires. And it's nighttime here. I don't know the time there, but it's a lovely weather. It's like 20 degrees. Con winds.
You know, seriously, Matthias, if I wanted to get information on the weather in Buenos Aires and the time, I think I could just consult my phone. I wanted to find out about you,
so.
The person. You know, how are you,
okay.
Matthias? What makes you tick? Tell us a little bit about yourself, Matthias.
Well, right now I'm having a radio show. I've just started the 11th season of our radio program.
That's exciting. You have a radio show. That's
great.
Well,
that's why you gave us the weather.
Yeah. He just does it automatically.
Well, yes, exactly.
How's the traffic? So, Matthias, tell us about your radio show. That's exciting. It's been going on 11 seasons.
11 seasons, yes. And, well, the problem is that nobody listens to us. But otherwise, it's going great.
When you say nobody listens, give me an actual figure of how many people listen to the radio show.
About four, maybe three people.
Jesus Christ. I thought you meant like only a couple of thousand people. I didn't realize. What do you mean?
No.
You have a radio show and three people listen?
Are we the three people and you're doing the show right now?
Yeah, are you counting us? I think, no, he just doubled his numbers.
Oh, wow.
No, exactly. Yes, this is a peak, international peak. No, but the problem is the radio station is small and the largest like radio show maybe has a couple hundred listeners.
Yes.
And so we are not that bad. in that sense. But the only people that listens to us are just, you know, family members. And
so you have a radio show and the only people that listen is your family.
Yes. And not even all my family, because it would be larger than three or four people.
is there any way we could get the word out to the rest of your family that you have a radio show?
They know, but they don't, you know, actually come and listen to the show.
They should. That's terrible. I mean, they don't have to listen every time, but they should check it out once in a while.
Do your parents listen to this podcast?
Not once. Yeah. They think that I'm an insurance salesman. Well, listen, Mateus, I know what it's like. I know what it's like. I've had some tough times in my career when I felt no one was had my back. And but you've got to persevere. You've got to keep going. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. You can't lose faith. You must keep going. And right now you have four people listening, but if you keep working hard, five people will listen. Then six. Exactly. Then one day seven. Then back to five, because two will die. So this is how it works. But you've got to keep going.
What's your radio show called, so we can plug it?
The show is called Decaf News. Like decaffeinated news.
Oh, decaf news. Okay.
Yes, because we like to bring maybe news that they are not like the principal main news.
Yes.
Of either the country or the rest of the world, but we like to pick random interesting stuff that is going on. But sometimes we do talk about the big issues.
But mostly you talk about smaller stories, maybe stories that have to do, might be heartwarming or might be of local interest. Is that right?
Yes, or some weird news. We did sometime long ago one news about a dentist in Wisconsin that was breaking a patient's teeth on purpose to gain more money, basically.
Wow. Now,
smart.
I don't like dentists. Smart.
Keep them coming back.
No, but I think the problem is, Mateus, it sounds like you selected a very gruesome story from Wisconsin, and maybe the people in Buenos Aires didn't want to hear about that.
Yeah, did you consider Ed Gein the killer from Wisconsin?
What?
It's a famous
We could do a column there with serial killers, famous serial killers. We talk about also movies and bands that have new albums coming out, and you know, but the news part, yes, maybe it's a bit depressing, actually, now that I'm thinking about it.
I don't think you should be specializing in serial killers and teeth smashing dentists. And I think I could help you, Mateus.
Okay.
I do. I really think I could help you because I like you. You're very likable. You have a likable personality, and you're a little quiet, a little reserved. Mm-hmm. But that can be good. That sometimes that invites the listener in.
This may be a conflict of interest, but have you considered also releasing this radio program as a podcast?
Well, that's already taken, unfortunately. So, I don't know, maybe I can get Chris Martin.
Well, is that...
that would boost the show.
Is there already a decaf podcast?
I think he means our podcast.
Yeah.
Doesn't he? Because he was talking about you interviewing Chris Martin just now.
Oh, but you can release your show also as a podcast, can't you? So more people
around
the world?
Well, we do that.
Oh.
We do that. I mean, we tried everything.
Oh,
we
and
tried
still
selling,
four listeners?
Yes.
Wait. So, let's just clear this up here. This is important. So, Mateus, you're saying that Matt suggested you maybe release it as a podcast, and you said you've done that, and that didn't work either.
No. But the thing is... it's great because maybe other people can tune into the show when in other days of the week. But the problem is that they're that rich, you know. In the end, those three or four people that we know get to the Spotify or, you know. Mm-hmm. So the problem is that we try to attract more people, And we tried selling, not selling, handing out movie tickets or CDs from bands that were releasing their new albums. But mainly people in my family or in... they got those tickets, you know.
Wait a minute. Okay, so you've done handouts and giveaways, yeah, and basically held contests to get people to listen to your show, and the winners are all the people in your family, the four who listen to your radio show.
They got a ton of gifts.
And so they call in and you'll be like, come to the station, pick them up, and they'll go, why don't you just bring them home with you?
It often went like that. Yes,
he's from
it was
Argentina.
More practical.
Yeah, great Argentinian accent. Man.
your mom is from deep Texas, right? Isn't that right, Matias?
So, yes.
You know, Scotty's cares about the environment and has strong values they stand behind. Plus, Scotty's facial tissues are super soft, strong, and absorbent, and easy on the wallet. Whether you've got allergies or just a case of the sniffles, stock up on Scotty's facial tissues so you can stop wiping your nose on your sleeve. Isn't that disgusting when people do that, Sona?
I just don't like that.
No, I don't like it either. I like to wipe my nose on your sleeve, but not my sleeve. Yeah.
Well, my sleeve is made of Scotty's tissues, so that's a...
I wonder. That's a very cool fashion statement. Hey, and stop offering guests toilet paper to blow their nose into. That's disgusting. Hand them a Scotty's facial tissue instead. You can find Scotty's facial tissues that come in beautiful box designs. Put one in every room. Why not? Make your guest feel like a king or queen. If someone offers me a tissue, sometimes people say to me, Conan, would you like a tissue? I say, is it Scotty's? And if it's not, I just swat it away.
Oh, okay.
Scotty's is better at what counts. For more information, visit scottysfacial.com. You know, it's only a matter of time until your check engine light comes on, which could equal an expensive repair bill, and a new engine can cost up to $6,000.
Don't I know it?
But this is why you need this product I'm about to mention right now.
Okay.
CarShield. CarShield offers plans with low monthly rates that you can pay for your expensive repairs on your out-of-warranty car, truck, or SUV. It's so nice to have that protection of CarShield.
I know.
I believe. That's my belief. Some people have other beliefs, maybe religious beliefs. I think CarShield. CarShield plans provide protection on up to 5,000 major parts and systems, including items like transmission, engine, even your entertainment system. Mm. Just call CarShield and choose the mechanic to do the work. CarShield administrators will handle the rest and save you money. Look, I saw your car today. You've got a beautiful car, but you've got to haul your family around in this car. This is a vital piece of machinery for you. You need CarShield.
I do. And, you know, I don't take care of my cars very well. So CarShield, it would definitely come in.
You know, and also with their A rating from the BBB, don't ask me, CarShield is the name you can trust to save you money on covered auto repairs. Now's the time to make the smart choice and protect yourself from the sky-high auto repair bills. Visit CarShield.com/Conan. Save 20% today. Again, that's CarShield.com/Conan to save 20%. Visit carshield.com/Conan to lock in your price today. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know when brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check out brunch.
That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loudspeaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile. Okay. That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com. Come on, if most people are being honest, no one really knows what you do for work, right?
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, especially if you're in a what I like to call B2B.
Oh,
you know?
What is that?
I'll explain.
Okay.
That's a business doing business with other businesses. You
okay.
know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I call it B2B. It's a little thing. It's also, it's a boy band I'm working on. Anyway, fortunately, LinkedIn has a network of professionals who get what you do, and you can reach the right people who matter most to your company because they're LinkedIn.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah.
LinkedIn has over, this is the fun part to say, 1 billion members.
Are you serious?
Yeah. That's not. That's more people than are on Earth because there are people on the moon using it and Saturn. That's over 1 billion members on its platform, including 70 million decision makers. God, I'd like to meet a decision maker. Since LinkedIn members are regularly updating their work history, you can precisely build a target audience by job title, industry, company, and more. Man, you can reach the right people for your, I'm going to say it again, B2B business with LinkedIn ads.
Yeah.
Gets even better because LinkedIn will give you a $100 credit on your next campaign.
Hmm.
There you go. Just go to LinkedIn.com/Team Coco to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/Team Coco. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. Matthias, can you think of any way that I might be able to help you?
Well, maybe, I don't know, you had a lot of experience in changing the format and mm-hmm. getting people, you know, hooked during different times.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe there's like an idea for a new contest or a new piece of content that we can maybe offer or a different thing to shake things up.
Yeah, I mean,
to get people.
Here's what I can promise you, Matthias, is that mm-hmm. you currently have 4 listeners that you're related to.
Yes.
I can improve your listenership. I can't say by how much.
Should you do an actual active call for all listeners to go download Decaf News?
I think we could do that. We could do a week.
Well,
hold on.
There might be a language barrier.
Wait, let's hear. What's that? What do you think of that idea?
There may be a language barrier there because we speak in Spanish, but I don't know.
Sí, yo creo.
Oh, you speak Spanish?
Yeah, sí, yeah. Yo comprendo, sí. Okay. Es importante que nosotros, you know, ayuda.
Why are you Marlon Brando suddenly?
Eduardo is laughing at you. Did he say anything that made
sense?
He
did,
You know, so, gente de Argentina. You know, de Buenos Aires. Listen, I think I could help you. I could write an ad in Spanish. I could read it in Spanish. It would be fluent. It would sound terrific. And I could record that ad for you. And then we could get you some play and we could get you some help.
What if we just have, Matthias, if you could give Conan one line in Spanish that he could read right now for the show that's like, hey, this is Conan O'Brien, listen to Decaf News. In Spanish, even though most of that is would be English. But.
Well, yes.
Hola, so amigos. Yo soy Conan O'Brien.
Yeah,
right?
Something like that. Why don't we do this? And then all our listeners can go listen to that.
Okay. Escuchan noticias descafeinadas.
Okay, you got to slow it down. Escuchan.
Okay.
Listen.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. I got that.
Escuchan. Noticias descafeinadas.
Noticias descafeinadas. So... Decaffeinated news, yeah. But in reverse.
Escucha noticias decaffeinadas.
Uh-huh.
See? And what's the time and the number and all that?
Yes, it's at a la una on en Radio Symphony.
And what was the last part?
Radio Symphony, so Radio Symphony.
Oh. Yeah. Is this going to make a difference?
91.3 or 91.3.
Yeah. I hope your servers are going to be able to handle this.
No.
I'm going to need to practice this a few times, okay? Let me try one as a practice. Hola, amigos. Yo soy Conan O'Brien. Escucha noticias de Cafinado a la una en Radio Symphony 91.3.
That's pretty good.
I don't even speak Spanish, but
that's awesome.
Let me try one more.
Emphasis on the wrong word?
No, he did pretty good,
shut
actually.
Okay, I'm sorry. Ask little glass to shut up. It's right there.
Isn't he doing something wrong? Is there some way that it could be better? Cool.
One more. Let me try one more. Here we go. Hola, amigos. Yo soy Conan O'Brien. Escucha noticias. De Cafinado a la una en Radio Symphony 91.3.
Wow.
Come on. Now tell me that's not going to make a difference. Right? Now, yes, I have to ask you an awkward question.
The numbers.
Matthias, when people hear Conan O'Brien, are they going to know who that is?
I hope so.
Wow, you're just injecting pure confidence into my...
Why don't you lie about who you are? Why don't you say you're Messi?
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yeah, would Lionel Messi be the guy?
That's great.
Who would be the best guy? And he's, right?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. This is going to help you.
Okay.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Lionel Messi. Escucha noticias de Cafinados. A la una en Radio Symphony. Sí, es Messi. 91.3.
Now do Evita.
Hola, amigos. Yo soy Evita. Okay, this has gotten too stupid. This has gotten way too stupid.
You said Lionel.
Lionel Messi.
Pronounce it Lionel. But.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. Hola, amigos. Yo soy... Here we go. Let's try it again. Hola, amigos. Yo soy Lionel Messi. Es verdad. Sí, Lionel Messi. Escucha noticias de Cafinados a las una en Radio Symphony 91.3. Now say, are you really Messi?
Are you really Messi?
Sí, yo soy Messi. That proves it's Messi.
Yes. I think he had to reassure a lot of times that he was Messi proves that he's Messi.
Yes, you're right. Messi in real life is constantly saying, yes, I am Messi.
Yeah, yes.
Wow. That's great. Well, I think your radio business is going to be, this is going to change your life.
Yes. You're actually known in Argentina, because they broadcasted the Late Night with Conan O'Brien show for a couple seasons, maybe. Yeah.
And then you got the
when
internet.
When I was a kid.
Yeah, internet, right?
Yeah. No, in actual TV and on a cable news, on a cable station that often did crazy independent stuff.
Good.
So when I was a kid, I actually advertised for the show, and I went to my school and I would draw the Late Night with Conan O'Brien logo on my desk at school.
Wow!
Alongside with other shows, so you were not the only show.
Well, let's just not mention those. Let's just stick to you.
Okay.
Just it was mine, and then you know Alf and Silver Spoons and stuff like that.
Exactly.
And then
and,
that's.
Yeah, I said basically what you did with my radio show. I said, well, this is Late Night with Conan O'Brien live at this time, at this day. Well, it wasn't live. It was pre-recorded. Yeah. But I drew my desk. I basically did like a promotion for you when I was 13 years old in my school.
That's nice. That's you sweet. Got the word out on my show by drawing it on your desk. And now I've recorded.
The janitor wasn't happy.
The teacher was not happy. Yeah, she didn't mind the defacing the desk. She just wasn't a fan of the show.
Yes.
Well, I think we've each done a service. See this? We've each helped each other. You drew on a desk, and I just made an international ad starring Lionel Messi. It will be heard by billions of people. So who can say who did more for the other? That's the important thing. Well, I think this is I think this is fantastic. You've been wonderful to talk to, and I wish you the best of success, Matthias, on your radio show. I know it's going to get better. Okay? Take it from me. Okay. I've been through some tough scrapes in my career, and I just keep going. And it hasn't worked yet, but it will. So hang in there. And say hello to all of our friends in Argentina.
Así lo haré, Conan.
All right. Take care.
Thank you, my
bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye, guys.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Avsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Nick Lau, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson and Cody Fisher at Earwolf. Incidental music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blair. Associate talent producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineering by Eduardo Perez. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production in association with Earwolf.
That's what an estimated 500 horsepower sounds like. Exco, give it to you. How about that? That's a premium Bang & Olufsen sound system with 18 speakers and a Beosonic sound experience. That's our legacy. You ready to be a part of it? Exco, give it to you. Unlock the energy of the all-electric ZDX Type S. Give up. Order now at Acura.com.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Introducing ADT Self-Setup, featuring everything from motion sensors to Google Nest cams and the Nest doorbell with a battery or wired option. Easily install the ADT Self-Setup security system at your convenience. This is so good because I can't set up anything.
I know, me neither.
And they've made it simple. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm terrible. I can't get an electric toothbrush to function properly.
Yeah, so easy even Conan O'Brien can do it.
That's what they should say from now on. Yeah. No heavy-duty tools are needed. And if you need help, ADT can provide virtual assistance along the way. Also features Nest cams that can tell the difference between a person, an animal, a vehicle, or with the Nest doorbell, even a package.
That's cool.
That's cool. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.